Holding negative feelings and emotions towards other people holds you back by dominating your mind and demanding your attention. Ask yourself, is me choosing to hold on to these feelings really benefiting me? Is it allowing me to accomplish more? Or is it possibly distracting me from what I really want? Before beginning the following affirmations, you might want to consider going through the EFT for dealing with anger and strong emotions. Here's another easy technique that can begin to improve things for you quickly. Every time you see, think, or talk about the person that you're having conflict with, secretly say to yourself, "I like you." That's it. I like you every single time. You can even make a mental picture in your mind of the words "I like you" written across them. You can't control another person, but you certainly have the ability to choose what you will do, how you will respond, and with practice, learn to control how you feel. Assist in affirming this in your mind by repeating the following affirmations. I choose compassion, even when others don't deserve it. For my highest good, I choose compassion, even when others don't deserve it. I choose compassion because that's who I am. I choose forgiveness every time, even if it's for the same thing again and again. I know how to make things good, even if there wasn't an error on my part. I choose to fully let go of hurt feelings and let my mind experience joy. I choose to have a good day, even if something just went wrong. I choose to manage my temper and not say or do things out of anger. I act in ways that are for the good of all, including me. The best choice for me in every situation is to stay calm inside. I choose peace because I'm filled with peace. I'm the person others look up to. I feel good inside my skin, so others feel good around me too. As I seek out the good in others, I can find it, and I tell them. If a negative thought creeps in, I don't share it with others. I choose to find something positive to replace it with. If an individual has been an enemy in the past, I now choose to think differently. I want good things for them. Even if I feel they don't want it for me, it doesn't matter. I choose to feel good. I choose to like everyone that I work with. Even the things that I don't like are inviting me to grow, so I'm grateful for them too. I give myself permission to reflect on positive things. As I do, I think more clearly, I become more productive, I feel more happiness, and I become more of the person that I most want to be. I will not give away my power to another person's negative behavior. I get to choose how I feel inside, and I choose to be happy. The most important thing I can be doing is to work on becoming a better person, on becoming a peacemaker, in doing my part to make the world a better place. And so I let things go, and I turn the other cheek, because this is who I choose to be. I listen to my intuition. I follow my instincts, even if they're out of my comfort zone. I choose to be proactive this day. I consciously think to myself, I like you, with those I work with.